This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Israel killed a top Hezbollah commander in an airstrike on Beirut's southern suburbs on Friday. Two security sources in Lebanon said, sharply escalating the year-long conflict between Israel and the Iran-backed group. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Lebanese health authorities say a small number of people have been killed and more wounded in an Israeli strike on Beirut. Friday's strike was the first such Israeli attack on the Lebanese capital in months and comes after Hezbollah pounded northern Israel with rockets. The region has been awaiting the revenge promised by the militant group's leader Hassan Nasrallah for this week's mass bombing attack on pagers and walkie-talkies belonging to Hezbollah members. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The target was Hezbollah's operations commander, Ibrahim Akil, who serves on the group's top military body, two security sources in Lebanon and Israeli Army Radio said. The European Commission announced on Friday a loan of up to $39 billion for Ukraine to help cover its increased needs, saying it was needed to defend the country against Russian attacks and help it get through the winter. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
Outlined on her visit to Kyiv, the loan is part of a wider plan among G7 nations to raise funds using $300 billion of Russian assets locked as punishment for invading its neighbor. Ukraine is facing huge financial needs after more than 2 years of intensive warfare that have devastated its infrastructure. President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukraine planned to use the proposed loan for air defense, energy, and arms procurement. Zelensky also raised a victory plan, of which few details have been revealed, but he singled out the importance of the United States to the plan and said he and President Joe Biden would discuss it when they meet next week.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Japan's ruling party will hold a leadership vote next week to choose the country's next prime minister. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Tokyo.
A record 9 candidates are vying to lead Japan's Liberal Democratic Party. They're also competing to restore public trust in the government. The winner will succeed Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. He's stepping down amid a struggling economy and political scandals that have rocked the LDP. To rebuild confidence, powerful party factions were dissolved, effectively swinging the race wide open. Among the top contenders are Shinjiro Koizumi, the son of a former prime minister, and veteran former defense minister Shigeru Ueshiba. However, there is no clear frontrunner in this internal party vote. Whoever wins must deal with inflation, which has driven up consumer prices. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Tokyo.
A UN human rights expert says that gang violence is spreading across Haiti as a UN-backed mission targeting criminals remains underfunded and understaffed. William O'Neill said on Friday that Haiti's national police still lack the logistical and technical capacity to fight gangs, which he said are encroaching on new territories as arms and ammunition flow into Haiti despite an international embargo. From April to end of June, at least 1,379 people were reported killed or injured in Haiti, and another 428 kidnapped. That's according to the United Nations. Meanwhile, at least 700,000 people have been left homeless in recent years by gang violence, more than half of them children. Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson will not appear at former President Donald Trump's North Carolina rally after a report on alleged online comments. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
North Carolina Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson, who's running for the state's top post, will not speak or appear at former President Trump's rally on Saturday in his state. That's according to a person on the Trump campaign and a second person familiar with the matter. This is all fallout from a CNN report about his alleged post on a pornography website's message board. In a video released on X, Robinson says he's staying in the race.
This race right now, our opponents are desperate to shift the focus here from the substantive issues and focus on what you are concerned with to salacious tabloid trash.
Robinson's running against the state attorney general, Josh Stein. I'm Shelley Adler.
Meta, Facebook's parent company, has lost an appeal in a Kenyan labor court. On Friday, the court ruled that Meta could be sued in Kenya over the mass sacking of content moderators. The case involves 185 content moderators from various African countries. They were working for a Meta contractor in Nairobi. Their lawyer confirmed the case would proceed in the labor court. The moderators are seeking $1.6 billion in compensation. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.